Hi, everyone. Welcome to Hypothetical Particle. I'm your host, Cherie. This is a brand new podcast. What we're going to be doing is taking short looks at things that are happening in the news today, particularly current events, any issues around social justice, and we're just going to do some short takes on those different events. 5 to 10 minutes, not a very long commitment. So please sit back and enjoy, and thank you for listening. So it's currently impossible to go anywhere or do anything with regards to social media, online, TV, anything, and not come across the elephant in the room. And you know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about our current president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. And I guess I'm like many people, I'm just beyond exhausted. And that's coming from someone who actually likes politics and likes understanding, knowing what's going on in the world, understanding, you know, current events and just everything in terms of like what's going on with our democracy. That being said, I very much miss having those opportunities where I didn't feel like I had to stay on top of absolutely everything because I wasn't at any point worried that, that perhaps our president was going to, send out some kind of a tweet and inadvertently get us into, you know, I don't know, a war with Canada or some other ridiculous thing, any number of, ridiculous things that have become actual real possibilities as of this, the start of this presidency. So Donald Trump is everywhere. Even if you're not like on Twitter, you will hear every one of his tweets read out on the evening news. If you don't watch any of his press conferences or anything like that, you're going to see anything, everything that he's talking about, everybody's thinking, popping up in articles, newspapers, whatever. Any way that you get your news, he will almost always be front and center. And it's very easy, like I said, to kind of become very exhausted with it, just because everything, every day is kind of a new controversy. And I think that's the thing that's the most exhausting, right? It's not so much that we're getting news about the president through what the president's doing. It's like that we should get news like that. It's that everything is a controversy. Everything is framed in some sort of sensational fashion. And that's not to say that it shouldn't be. It really should be. I mean, we have an administration which is extraordinarily corrupt, and the head of the administration being the front and center, but it's very easy, I know, to try to become disillusioned with it and to try to tune it out, even though it's very difficult probably to actually tune it out. And I want to encourage you to not do that. I'm not saying that we don't have to practice self-care. That is important, of course, right? I will say in the days leading up to and following the inauguration back on January 20th, I was consuming news like crazy about what was happening just because I was so worried about what was going on with our country. I would be at work and I'm actually streaming like MSNBC and CNN just so I could hear what kind of crazy thing is happening from minute to minute. Because I believe like that first week he signed the travel ban. You know, we had everything kind of backed up at our airports. And, you know, I mean, the very first weekend after his inauguration, you had the largest demonstration against, protest, in U.S. history, which was, I think, the Women's March that was that weekend. And then he follows up with a travel ban. And so you had protests going on everywhere. You had people clogged up in airports. They couldn't get into the country. You know, it was crazy. And then, to, you know, to kind of just to complicate things, and of course, you had this nonsense with him talking about North Korea and his little nicknames that he comes up with everybody. And it was really a very kind of stressful time. I mean, I'm not saying right now it's not stressful also, but that was when he was newly president. And so nobody exactly knew what he was going to do. I mean, of course, folks generally on the right and folks on the left who were trying to kind of calm those of us who were very, very concerned about a Trump presidency were saying, oh, you know, give him a chance. You know, he's going to surround himself with really good people, smart people. You know, he won't be so bad. I mean, now we are, you know, a year and a half into the Trump presidency, and I think we see that that was all bupkis. But I will say, like I said, back at the beginning of his presidency, I was consuming the news constantly. I had to see what was going on. For me personally, there was a certain level of anxiety that existed, but for not knowing what was happening and having, if I had to go home and see like, oh, here's the crazy stuff that Donald Trump did today, that anxiety of having to catch up on everything that he did was worse than if I just consumed it at the moment it was happening. That being said, I can at least, I am at least glad, I guess, that I don't feel the need to consume news incessantly like I was doing before, but I still do consume the news, a lot of news, usually, you know, in the evenings and like during, you know, periodically during the workday, just to kind of understand where we are, where our country is, what's happening, stuff like that. And as I said, it's easy to become disillusioned with this and to feel like you just want to tune everything else out. And I'm here to kind of tell you that you really should not do that. And I know that it's exhausting. I know it's not what you want to hear, but it's really important for us to understand at all points what is going on with our democracy. It's very, that's very important, right? We need to understand what threat Donald Trump poses. And in order to do that, in order to have a full context of that, we need to be on high alert, but we also need to be aware of what's happening and what he's doing so that we can properly prepare to respond to those things. You know, I've seen folks on, you know, my social media before, especially, it happened especially a lot during the 2016 election, you know, the lead up to the 2016 election, you know, where people get really, really upset and talk about, oh, politics are everywhere, politics are in everything, you know, why do you have to put politics in everything? I mean, the funny thing is politics, yeah, are in everything. Politics, like, everything is politics, and even making the statement that you don't want to talk about politics is a political statement, right? Folks need to realize, right? I mean, me personally, like, I would love to take some days off, honestly. I mean, I feel like, that would be excellent. I will admit to, earlier this year when I traveled overseas and it was difficult to actually get news, about what was happening back here in America, that was actually a little bit of a relief. I mean, there was a little bit of anxiety, I suppose, around it, but I still could communicate with people back home and I was still on social media, so I could kind of see what was happening. But in terms of like looking on TV, it was actually more difficult to see what was going on. What we need right now, though, is we need everybody to really kind of prepare yourself and to kind of stay current and understand what's going on, right? Don't stick your head in a hole. Don't kind of shy away. Like, we need people to engage. And really, the most important thing we need people to do is to vote. I think that we are, you know, we're not very far away from the midterm elections. And if you're not outraged enough to go vote, then you need to pay more attention to stuff that's going on, because everything that we're seeing from, you know, the Supreme Court nominations to, you know, the tragedies that happened a year ago with the Hurricane Maria over in Puerto Rico, that we're still, you know, Puerto Rico still is in bad shape, and the president is not taking any sort of, you know, responsibility for it, to the children who we still know have been separated from their parents at the border. It's really easy for us to get this, for us to get fatigue from, because there's so many things that are happening. There's so many news stories, and it's, and, you know, something new happens every day, and it's very easy to forget. It feels like we're in a kind of a time warp, right? I mean, there are things that happened like last week, and if, you know, if I'm watching, you know, a news anchor or something like that, and they talk about it, I'm like, wait, that was just last week? I feel like that was like 2 months ago. But stay on top of what's happening. You know, from however you consume your news, whether that's through Twitter, whether it's Facebook, whether it's, you know, any particular online publications that you use, New York Times, Washington Post, you know, TV shows, whatever, stay on top of it. Don't become complacent. Don't think that this is just, like, don't let this stuff become normalized. It is not normal, and that's something we really need to remember.